This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Let's begin today with Massachusetts' imminent entry into the world of legal gambling.
In just 2 weeks, the Plain Ridge Park Casino in Plainville will open, becoming the state's first officially sanctioned gambling facility. 4 years after former Governor Deval Patrick signed the state's legalized gambling law back in 2011.
The law requires the state's Gaming Commission to study the impact of gambling on the Commonwealth. And to that end, today, the University of Massachusetts released a survey of nearly 10,000 Massachusetts residents, asking them about their gambling habits and whether they think casinos will help or hurt the Commonwealth.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is at a meeting of the State Gaming Commission where they're discussing this and a lot more. And hi, Jack.
Hi, Anthony.
So it sounds like the top line of this survey is that a majority of state residents say expanded gambling or gaming, as they call it, will be okay for the state, maybe even help the state. So break down some of the findings for us.
There is a majority that say it'll be good for the state. What was interesting about this is that a lot of people, though, do not think that it will be beneficial for their town. A majority thought it would either be harmful or at least equally beneficial and harmful at the same time. But the importance of the report isn't just that it's a survey. This is a benchmark, a baseline for the commission to look at a whole host of factors, including income, gambling addiction, even things like suicide rate and bankruptcy rates.
So this survey is really going to help them figure out how to regulate gaming in the state or possibly mitigate its negative effects. Is that the idea?
Yeah, the idea is that you can look at this data now and say, okay, 1.7% of state residents are problem gamblers, with another 7.5% are at-risk gamblers. We can come back in 2-3 years, maybe even next year, and say, okay, where is that percentage now that we have one casino open? Where is it now that we have two casinos open? If that number goes up, you need to say, okay, what can we do to try and mitigate that?
I see. So, Jack, this survey comes out as the state's gaming commissioner, Stephen Crosby, is facing an ethics inquiry involving an allegation of possible conflict of interest with regard to the process of how Wynn Resorts was selected to build a casino in Everett. What are the allegations? What's going on with Stephen Crosby?
Well, the allegation is that Stephen Crosby, a former business partner of his and a friend of his, was one of the landowners of the parcel of land in Everett that was eventually sold to Wynn Resorts and that the casino will ultimately be on. In other words, a former business partner and friend of Stephen Crosby's stood to directly benefit off of a decision that Crosby might make. Now, it's important to remember that Crosby recused himself from all decisions before the decision came down and after news of this came out. Crosby, I asked him today, I said, do you feel like you did anything wrong? He said, absolutely not. He also got a very strong vote of support from two of the commissioners here at the start of today's meeting. They say as soon as Chairman Crosby recused himself, he was out of the picture.
Finally, Jack, all this takes place just 2 weeks ahead of the grand opening of the Plain Ridge Park Casino. You've been there. You've seen the facility. Tell us about it. What it looks like now.
Tell you what, it certainly has a very new look about it. Their goal is to make it more than just a slots parlor. They've got entertainment, they have restaurants, high-end dining, low-end dining. I mean, there's the equivalent of a McDonald's, there's the equivalent of an oyster bar. You've got 1,250 slot machines. That equates to about 1,500 gaming positions. But it certainly has that very flashy casino look that I think a lot of people sort of equate with casinos, even though this is just technically a slots parlor.
Right. And finally, Jack, what does it mean for the town of Plainville? I gather there are a lot of hopes that this will transform the town in a positive way.
Well, Plainville stands to get a lot of money from this. They stand to gain, at least the first 5 years, $4.2 or $4.3 million a year through property taxes, mitigation payments. That is more than 10% of their annual budget. I was talking to the town administrator down there. He said these payments may make it possible that Plainville never has to borrow money ever again.
All right. That's WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reporting from a meeting of the State Gaming Commission in Boston. Thanks, Jack. Good to have you.
You're welcome.